day. How's the bell? Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. I'm the bell.
Oh my gosh, you're too loud. Okay. We are at the airport right now.
Yeah. What is the name of this airport?
Can you read it?
McCanahan.
Yes.
Las Vegas McCanahan Airport.
Yes. But we want to, because our flight. I turned to a Canadian. Our flight is delayed.
That's how you say? I mean, how Canadian people...
Our flight.
Can you make this show as a, like, a little different accent?
Our flight is delayed.
Kind of Indian? Okay, let's talk like Indian.
I get hit by Indian. They throw me a Dell computer.
Ouch. You are so horrible.
I'm not. You are the one who started it, asking me to make the accent.
You're the one who said, hello, him. Thank you for calling. Whatever the company. My name is Peter. How may I help you? That's what you said. I was pretty good, right?
No.
Can you do it, please?
No.
You do it.
No. So it is a little noisy because...
We're at the McCanahan.
The McCarran Airport.
Yes.
And because our flight is delayed, we thought that we'll just sit down and do a recording and capture, sort of recap, I guess.
Yes.
Recapture the moment that we've had here at Las Vegas for Pride 48.
Yes, true.
So, you know, yesterday we get to, you know, say a little bit while we were doing the live show. And we'll be getting the live show. What did you think the live show, how did you think the live show go?
It was very, very nice, but... You know, we don't really have audience every time we record a show. Mm-hmm. And having audience was kind of unique, good experience.
Yes.
But because I kind of like to see your face, that's what we do.
Oh, like my face?
Yeah, exactly. So I kept looking at your side, which is my left. And the audience was in front of me and to the right as well. And I really could not look right side of audience because I was kept looking at... left side to kind of trying to see things. I wish I was a little more like a performer, like, you know, look everybody, like right and front and left and the right and front. Oh, my neck was turning.
Is that exercise right video?
And
right
and left
and left
front and right
and right and two and three and four and five. Now raise your leg and left. Raise your leg and then you're right and push and down and left and right and push it one more time, one push and left.
Are you an instructor?
You're an aerobic instructor.
I remember one of the instructors said, don't be shy. What kind of shy I have to be at the aerobics?
Oh, did
don't
you have, maybe,
be
maybe
shy.
You have to like squat down and show your butt,
or maybe like don't be shy to show your armpit, even though hairy
and stinky.
Stinky.
Sweat and fly.
Open your leg.
Spread. Hammer. A jab. What? Hammer. We're at the airport, so I'm going to say to
that. And two count.
Wow.
I can. Two count. Three and four. And raise up your hand.
We cannot say. Okay, so we're at the airport, so I cannot say too loudly. I don't want to offend people. I only want to offend our listeners. But the willing listeners. The willing
22
people
listeners.
Who, I know. But don't you think the room has more listeners than our regular
yes.
listeners?
And then let's talk about how many followers our Twitters have. 98.
I have not checked
Twitter. I am responsible Twitter now.
Please.
Yes.
You do.
That's
like
be
your the Bell account.
Yeah.
You are the spokesperson.
Yes. So we have now 98 listeners. No. I like 98 followers.
Huh? Do you think we have 98 listeners?
I wish, but 98 followers.
We have at least 22 listeners.
But
right?
Maybe more.
Why?
I am looking. What?
So while you're looking up, while you're looking up,
one count and two.
And three and four. Four count.
99 followers. But we're only following 24 followers.
We should follow them back. Why did you look at... you look at the wrong thing.
Oh, oops.
So let's go to our followers and see who they are. Oh, TJ. Remember TJ? Follow TJ.
TJ.
And Arthur. Arthur from New Zealand.
Yeah, Arthur. Tommy.
And Tommy from Chicago. I don't know. Do we meet? I don't think we see Tommy.
Let's follow him. Let's follow everybody.
Let's follow everybody.
Who's, do you know Amy?
Yes, Amy Coles. Did I meet Amy Coles? Is Amy the one that I saw one night late and she was with her husband and they're both so hot looking?
Who is the Yukai?
I think it's the Asian listener.
Oh, good. Hi,
oh, my gosh, that we offend. Hmm? We offend Asian listeners.
I know, Jing did it. Oh, Ding did it. Bimei. Bimei.
Follow everyone. Follow Bimei. It's probably the Chinese.
Chobun.
Yes.
David Chan.
Oh!
Oh! Okay, yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, let me pause.
Okay. Oh, we are too heavy. Yeah.
Too many buffet.
So, the arrival time to Kansas City, what time? 7?
7:40.
7:40 now. Yeah, so once I make sure that my butt is on the airplane, then I will text the messenger. So that I will know the arrival time. But can you just pick me up to the airport then? Thank you. Did you see the picture of working dog? So smart. And then like he didn't have muzzle because they were kind of sitting by the kind of totally like away from crowd, you know. And then like. John asked me because this Poochie's tail was kind of chopped. You know, German Shepherd has long tail, but his tail looked like kind of like a boxer, like totally chopped. Do you guys do this because of overseas enemy might pull their like a tail or something? Did you guys chop it? You guys don't do that, right? I never heard it. Christopher said maybe he lost it. How'd he lose his tail?
He left it at Terminal 1.
Oh, now... Yeah. Now he's coming back to this direction.
Oh,
now he's got a muzzle. The handle is such a nice kid. Yeah, they're on the way. I said, are you on the R&R? He's like, actually, we're on the way to go there. I'm like, oh, Poochie's gonna protect him for no matter what.
7:30 arrival.
7:30 arrival. Oh, so smart. And then we also saw the other German Shepherd. What was the main?
So, while the bell is on the phone, I'm just gonna take over. And I had to pause there for a little bit because I don't know what she's gonna talk about because her husband James just called. So she's talking to James right now, and I'm taking over this podcast. So I want to say a little bit about the experience. I'll talk more seriously and more in-depth on online. So if you listen to Ding the Bell and you like the entertainment value of Ding the Bell, you're probably not going to find the same... Well, you will find the same laugh over there at online podcasts, and the address is onlinepodcasts.com, and online is spelled like my last name, online. Online with a G. So onlinepodcast.com, you can go find myself there. That's my personal journal. That's the format that is the most dearest to my heart and my passion for podcasting. So if you want to listen to more of me just talk about life and my life experience, you can go over there. But for Ding the Bell, you can be guaranteed that you will be entertained by the Bell's creative mind. And I'm getting online right now. And so, so cross-promote a little bit. And in fact, if you're a listener, ouch, if you're a listener of Ding the Bell, there's actually some a couple of new spin-off Ding the Bell in other languages. And they are equally as funny. And they are over at dingthebell.com. You can go find the two other websites, the sister. No, they're all on the same site, but to the right are two other podcasts. You can actually go to the different sites too. You can go to dingtheloching.com or dingtheling.com. Dingtheling.com is a Chinese version, a Mandarin version of Ding the Bell, and then a Malay version of Ding the Bell called Ding the Loching. So you can go check that out too if you don't yet already have that in your listening list. So yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I'll wait for the bell to talk more about that. So you can go over to Online Podcast if you want to hear me talk more in depth about the experience at Pride 48. And I'm going to put my recorder on hold and then wait for the bell to come out. She just told her husband the flight was delayed because our flight was delayed for 2 hours. And she said that the flight was delayed because of my ding's weight, because it was too heavy and cannot take off.
Love you.
It actually is not just my weight, it's actually her weight as well. So it's our weight, because we ate too many buffets and we ignore the fat beer at the buffet. So that's why the flight has to be delayed for 2 hours.
Yes.
Did you poop this morning?
Yeah.
I didn't poop, so it must be... Oh, no, I did poop. Of course I did.
What is this?
That means forbidden, that they you can request to follow, but they have to approve, maybe? Yeah. So... Yeah, so we let's go back to the list. David Chen from Singapore, one of my Penang Hokkien listeners. Brandon Chung also is from my Penang Hokkien. YF Pang, maybe also from Penang Hokkien. And then we have Musashi. Oh, Musashi, do you remember him? He was that kid. Remember he wrote me a long time ago? And he's out now and he's in America.
Ah!
I'm so happy for him. He said, you know, finally I, you know, he has
confidence. He was a little confident. Confused,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's young, you know.
Jamie.
Joseph. Yeah, follow everyone. See, we have a lot of Asian listeners, too.
Can you cover the microphone a little bit?
What?
I want to ask you something.
I can pause. Okay, let me pause. Okay, we'll continue.
98 follower.
This is the wrong account. So I have 98 followers, so we're going to go in there and follow you back as well.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that on my personal account.
Sure.
Because I check the account. When I follow too many people, it's just like too much and I can't read. Uh-huh. And I want to read. And I want rather than just follow and then ignore your message, I follow and then read them. So, but I don't always follow the same person. I swap them out. So now, do you want to say anything about the people you met, the experience?
Oh, very nice, yeah. Very nice, very nice crowd and very nice people, very supportive, so sweet. It's very nice that it's very obvious. They are so positive and fun. At the same time, everybody has some story behind, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that's why at the closing ceremony people got so emotional. Maybe they were thinking about, you know, like maybe memories, so that, you know,
during the hard time.
Yeah, exactly. And how they overcome, and actually being together at the Pride 48, what maybe kind of celebrating,
yeah,
of their kind of like, you know, not accomplishment, but kind of like, you know, they won. Well, they're beating the, you know, fear or like, you know, insecurity and stuff like that. It was very touching.
Good, good.
I was going to say touchy, but...
touchy is a different
thing. It was very touchy.
Weird. It would be down there.
Yeah, very touchy.
Do you say touchy for... down there, or you can say touchy for the boobs.
Touchy.
Like if somebody, like, let's say your romantic partner and touch your boobie, that's touchy too, right? It doesn't have to be down there.
What do you mean?
Like being touchy feely.
I don't. Yeah, I guess touchy.
What is touchy?
Touchy is touching your heart.
that's touching. Not touchy. Touchy is like sexual, and you.
I'm so sleepy right now. What time is it? So sleepy. 2 a.m.
I'm a little sleepy too. Are you sleepy? I'm a little
what
tired.
What time is it?
It's 2 a.m.
You have to wake up to 2 a.m.
So, my vagina just popped. My vagina just popped.
Yes.
Are you touching my vagina?
Very, very touchy.
Okay, wait. This is the sound of my vagina. Crunchy.
For what? For what?
Huh?
What sound?
It's my vagina.
Why?
Because I, like, contract the muscle.
No, we won't make sounds like that.
Yes, mine does. Listen. Delicious. So crunchy. Sound like taco. Fish taco.
So,
oh, did you hear that again?
I'm so sleepy.
Yes. So? Okay, so tell me, what is that one thing, or several, but what is the one thing or more that you came in with a different mindset and then you left with a different mindset?
Oh, like, that was a good question.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. Actually, really, it's a good question.
I'm always good at
serious.
Questions. I'm very good at asking questions. That's how our Ding the Bell is successful, because I always ask questions that you answer funny. So I'm very good at it.
But I'm very
questions.
Serious about it.
I know, which is makes think, it even more funny.
Do you think I'm a little air bubbly? Do I think I'm a little air bubbly head?
Are you 7-Up?
Zup, Zup. Are you Zup?
What is Zup?
I thought it was Zup. When I saw 7. I like to drink Zup. And then, like, who said that? I don't know. Maybe Andrew before at the time. Like, hey, it's not the Zup. It's 7-Up. It's Zup. And I look at the can. Oh, it's 7-Up.
Yes, you are bubbly.
I know. I have a lot of moments like this.
You know, that's funny. Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of your bubbliness?
Bubbliness? Bubblicious?
Bubblicious, yes.
I'm a bubblicious.
Are you proud of your bubblicious? I think you should be.
I should be?
Yeah.
I kind of have that kind of experience, I sort of realize how bubbly I am.
Like bubbly meaning airhead.
Airhead.
Are you okay with being an airhead?
I am not airhead. The real airhead is Ayano. is really spacey.
Wow.
Like this.
Good thing I have this goon. Good thing I have this good windshield.
Oh, so many.
I mean, not windshield. There was windscreen.
Windshield. So many P sounds. So that's why I spit so much.
Yeah.
Then I said, "What was that?" I wasn't even P sound.
Whatever that sentence that she said, she spat on my hand. So I was like, "Oh my god, she spat on me!" And she said.
In English,
there's a lot of P sound. But whatever the sentence that she was saying that she's when she spat on me has no P.
No P.
We forgot what it was, but she has no P. So tell us, are you a little bit bubble head?
I think so, bubbly.
Why is can you and do you need time to think about the answer I ask you?
Yes.
That question I ask you.
Yeah.
You're thinking still?
Yeah.
Okay. So now while you're
That which question?
The question about...
Oh, the first one?
Yes.
The good one?
Yes.
Oh, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I came to the... Well, really, I thought that when I first decided to get to the Pride 48 this time... Am I too loud?
No.
I thought... I was more worried about... We talk about it inside the bus. Was it in the bus or on the bus?
In the bus. Because we're inside the bus.
Ah, okay.
You sit on the roof, then you're
yeah,
on the bus.
Yeah, we did. We did. I thought it was so pricey.
On the ride over here.
On the ride, yes. I thought it was so pricey, like ticket and hotel. And I mean, it's easily like $800, right? Just for necessary stuff.
Really? Is it
ticket
that much?
Ticket was $275.
Like, I just sent you an email for like $300-some. Did you see my email?
That's how much I owe you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
That's including the show and the hotel.
Oh, good. Thank you. I thought it's going to be more than $400.
The hotel after tax and everything was only $200.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, then I thought, shit, this is going to be so expensive. I don't know if I should. And blah, blah, blah. Then I thought about, like, well, I want to buy iPad and stuff like that. Why am I going to spend this much money for, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of, just a weekend trip. Yeah. If it was 2 weeks, yes, I understand. But just, like, going to Vegas, fucking expensive, you know? And I don't even gamble. And I was totally missing out.
You did gamble.
Huh? $2. We won $2.50. We lost it.
I know.
And anyway, and I thought about the money and stuff. Then I thought, you know what? Spending time with Ding is priceless. And
oh, that is so sweet.
I know. I don't get to do this, you know, for all the time. Because even though we're living in like 30 minutes away, 35, we had to wait 2 months to see each other.
We have our own life and our own busy schedule.
Yeah, it's so difficult. Then, you know, we might still have family and stuff, you know. I'm sure I will bring my kid to Ding. But
only
know,
to visit. Do you expect me to babysit for
yes.
you? Yes. What's the requirement? When did you fill out that form?
I
haven't approved it.
You already have experience with your nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
So
niece and nephews.
So I don't have to worry about it. But anyway, so I thought, you know what, spending time with Ding, it's priceless. And the memory, well, like a thing, camera, iPad, the devices, it'll break. You know, you're gonna get new one. However, I'm gonna tell you something very nice. So don't interrupt
me. Okay, let me make sure that it's recording. Yes.
But memories. Plural will live in your heart for rest of your life. It's unerasable.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to say something more.
So, you live only once, and
your memory will live with you forever.
Exactly, and it's really
the iPad doesn't even without
exactly,
the iPad.
Exactly. It's just a shit. Yeah. It's just a thing, but.
It's a really nice thing.
I know. But I was thinking, if Ding died tomorrow,
yes.
If I die tomorrow,
yeah.
Or something happened,
yes.
We have to move away,
yeah.
We will never get to do this. So I thought, you know what? Let's just enjoy it. And I had a great time. I reconnected with people who I didn't know really connected. Oh, wait. If I didn't connect the first time, how can I reconnect the second time?
Well, you connected, but you didn't really connect in-depth.
Okay. Oh, in-depth. So anyway, that was very nice experience. And I kind of got the good energy. I am totally on for diet.
Oh, our time is almost... it's 22 minutes. So we're going to finish. Maybe we'll talk about something else.
I want to look like the girl from Little Eve.
Oh, Lilith girl.
Lilith girl was hot.
Good. Well, anyway, we like I said, if you want to listen to me, this is a platform for the Belle to speak her experience.
Then before we close the show, I would like to say thank you for listening for Ari and Aaron. They were listening for the live.
Yes.
They said they wish they could see the video.
Yeah.
But stream didn't work. The stream?
Yeah, there's only audio stream. There's no video stream.
No video thing. So, yeah, it could be really fun because we're pretty like visual.
Yes, that's a lot of the live listeners came out and told us
so
that we're very visual.
Maybe we should start to kind of do the video more.
We do have video.
We should do a video.
I should reset up so that the camera and everything could be
upper angle.
Better.
Yeah. Upper angle.
Yes, upper angle. Yeah. Do you have a webcam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have a webcam?
On my computer.
Not on your computer, like a separate one. Let me see if I can find an adapter. Maybe we can use maybe we should get one. Get an HD one, high definition, and set it like higher so that they can see us in the studio.
Yeah. I think we should. Yeah.
Okay, because we already post video.
Mm-hmm,
right now you can see all our shows with the accompanying video. And in fact... You should subscribe to this show, and you should also, after you listen to the show, go over to our website, dingdabao.com, and find the corresponding episode and a video link on YouTube link will be there, and you can watch the pre-show and after-show, because we usually turn on that Google Hangout recording first, and then we'll start recording the show. So sometimes you can get more funny, stupid little things before and after.
Kind of like we really hope that. I wish we could just record, like, just our whole trip. Like, all little conversation we had.
Constantly record.
Constantly. It was so hilarious.
We always say things that would... It's like, when we sometimes when we say things and do things, and they're like, oh, I wish we have a recorder.
I know. And then it just... Then we realize and we laugh.
And then, yes.
I wish, like, a video could follow our 2 a.m. story. That was the funniest shit.
Yes. It was funny to you.
Funny to you? It was so
funny to me too.
Funny. Ding.
But anyway,
so funny.
So let's wrap up the show, and hopefully if everything goes well and everything is smooth, maybe we might be able to come one more time next year.
Yeah.
For the 5th anniversary of Pride 48.
I want to bring my, you know, Hiromi, my friend Hiromi, or Ayano, or Satomi to... Maybe they can stay a week or so, then I'll just join it. I don't think I can take a week vacation.
Who knows?
Who knows? But I'm gonna, I don't know, I might be back to my home.
Well, we'll see. But hopefully we'll get to make it. But it definitely is a nice, pleasant experience. Much better than last year. Even though last year was great, much better than last year. 2 a.m. But if you want to listen to my point of view of this whole event, you should go to onlinepodcast.com and check that out. And this particular podcast does not have video to accompany it. But I hope those of you who get to catch us live, we appreciate it. I think there's one person that you forgot to thank. It's Pinoy Boy, our loyal.
Pinoy Boy. So loyal.
And I know you're... He might be back. I don't know. Is he still in Spain? I'm not sure.
Do you think he's going to bring the little...
Maybe they should come next year.
Huh?
I wish they would come next year.
I know. Next year,
do
maybe.
Do you think... I think the 50 minutes was perfect.
I think
time.
So, too. Yeah.
It's like long enough. I mean, it's too long. If we do... always do 50 minutes, it's too long. But I think for a once in a year life event, 50 minutes is perfect. Because it's long enough that you get people to, you know, 20 minutes, it's just like, boom, done, right?
Yeah.
So 50 minutes is just enough, but then not long enough that you be like, I'm done with it. You know, I'm sick with it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So, thank you for all Pride 48 organizers, as well as Pride 48 supporters, especially those of you who think of yourself as, I'm just a listener. It's never just a listener. If it's all podcasters, we will not be able to make this event as special. Because sometimes we podcasters are also listeners, but there are also those who are out there just listening to podcasts, and that does not make you just a listener. It is equally as important, I think. In fact, probably even more important. Otherwise, we won't be doing this, right?
Yes.
So now my fat is rolling out from my pants. I've got to go. Until next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.